Lucy Pope. We love you.
Grace and peace, everyone. This is Pastor Garfield Crumbie from Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry. We are a ministry that is built for purpose and designed for impact. I am your host. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone. In continuing with the subject, the importance of connecting with your God-ordained Joshua. And as I stated last week, that the Joshua spirit is a fathering spirit. Just a little recap. I came from Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 through 6, where the Lord says, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." And I dealt with last week the first mention of the concept of sonship in the scriptures. So I'm going to be continuing this morning with this passage. Now the Lord says that he's going to send Elijah. The spirit of Elijah is a restoring or a restorational spirit. We see in, I believe, 1st or 2nd Kings chapter 18, where Israel had backslidden and Elijah challenged the prophet of Baal, and he instructed the folks, when it was his turn to prove that God is God, he instructed them to, the scripture says first that he repaired the altar, and then he offered the sacrifice on the altar, and God responded by fire. He said, "If God be God, follow him." And God responded by fire. The heart of Israel that day was returned or restored to God. So the spirit of Elijah is a restorational spirit. And the Lord says, any time that the Lord has to send the spirit of Elijah, that simply means that there are things that are out of whack, there are things that are out of harmony, there are things that are out of order, and there are things that are out of alignment. And we see here in Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 through 6, that one of the systems that God has established that is out of alignment and that is out of order, it is the father and sonship dynamic. Again, I quoted the late Dr. Miles Monroe last week, who says, "To not understand the purpose of a thing is to abuse it." And I would add my addendum to that is to not to understand the purpose of a thing is not only to abuse it, but to neglect it. Now, we understand that if you do not understand, through studying the Word of God, you will come to understand this concerning God, that God is deliberate, God is intentional, God is purposeful, God is calculated, God is strategic, and God is logical. And God does not do anything without a purpose. So the question you might ask then, why did God establish this father and sonship dynamic in the kingdom of God? What is important for us to understand is that only a father can impart an inheritance, and only a son can receive an inheritance. And we understand Jesus told us to pray when we pray our Father. So we understand we have three dimensional levels of fatherhood. We have God, our Heavenly Father. Then we have our natural father by blood. And then we have our spiritual father. And our spiritual father, or that Joshua spirit, or that Elijah spirit, our spiritual father is the one whom God has put in our life, has set their ministry, has set us under their leadership or under their ministry to father us, to cultivate us, to develop us, to direct us, to launch us, to bring us into alignment and in harmony with our purpose and our destiny. Now, let's look at the word for son in the Hebrew. In the Hebrew, the word for son is the word ben. Now, in the Hebrew, the word for son is spelled with the second letter of the Hebraic alphabet, which is bet. And now, when you understand the Hebrew alphabet, every letter in the Hebrew alphabet stands alone. It is a story. It is a history. It is a culture. It's a whole essay by itself. Unlike in English, the letter S, the letter T, O, P, and S, those letters have no individual significance by themselves. But if you were to line up in orderly and structural fashion, these letters, it would spell S-T-O-P, stop. And those letters combined together in an orderly fashion brings definition and meaning. But in the Hebraic alphabet, that's not the case. One letter is not just a letter, but it is a sentence. It is a word that carries its own meaning. So the word son in Hebrew is spelled, the first letter is the letter bet, as in Aleph bet. And in the Hebrew, every letter also comes with an image, a pictographical image that's assigned to it. And the letter bet, which that letter bet is the word for dwelling place or house, in the Hebrew, just to make a long story short. And the other letter of the Hebrew alphabet that spells son is the letter nun. And the pictographic imagery that assigned to the letter nun is that of a seed. And that seed, it speaks of life or the continuation of life. So when you combine these two letters, Beit Nun, which spells son. So by the Hebraic construct and thought process, a son is one who's responsible to continue the house, to continue his father's bloodline, to continue his father's generational house. So a son is one who continues the house. Now we see throughout scripture, at least in the book of Genesis, God was always concerned with sons. He told Adam and Eve to be fruitful and to multiply and to replenish the earth. So God's intention, we see the first human being that was classified as a son of God was Adam, because I said last week that the term sonship, I think, refers to, in his first mention in scripture, speaks of one who was directly created by God. And of course, I dealt with the context that that added a different nuance, slight nuance to that term, which it came to include us, those who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, because our new nature in Christ was directly created by God. So God is concerned with raising up sons. God is not concerned. God did not call us to raise up parishioners. He did not call us to raise up congregants. He did not call us to raise up churchgoers or to raise up church members. He called us to make disciples and to raise up sons. So a son is one who is responsible for continuing the Father's house. So in the kingdom of God in the earth, whatever God has begun or whatever God has started to do, it comes with continuity. So what God does, because he wants what he started in the earth to continue, he has raised up sons and has assigned us spiritual fathers to be his hands in the earth, in the body of Christ, to mold us, to form us, and to fashion us. Many of us are sitting under instructors. Paul says, howbeit we have many instructors, but only one father. And many of us are sitting under instructors. Many of us are sitting under all type of teaching and instruction, but those individuals are not necessarily our Father. And God is not concerned with raising up church members. He's concerned with raising up sons. And because of that father and sonship dynamic that he established in the earth was out of whack, was out of alignment, was out of order, he says he's going to send the restorational and fathering spirit of Elijah to return the heart of the children to the fathers and to return the heart of the fathers to the children. Because understand, God's people, their heart was turned from God, and as they walked contrary to God, God walked contrary to them. But because God wanted to fulfill his eternal agenda in the earth realm, he realized that he could not do it, he cannot do it without the restorational input of the Father and the Son dynamics. Many people will say, well, you know what? I don't need a Father. And God beg to differ. Many of us might be even sitting in on the ministries where we have, it's a great ministry. You know, we have a great man, a woman of God, a great, you know, shepherd, and, you know, and we just love where we're at. But the issue is not a matter of you loving where you're at. The question is, if where you're at is where God has placed you, if where you're at is that ministry a spiritual father to you? Is that ministry a spiritual father to you? As I had stated last week, that one of the reasons for the out alignment and disorder, disorderly conduct of the father and son dynamic is that the Lord said that both father and sons have been wounded by each other's sword. The father abused the son, and the son abused the father for personal and transactional reasons. But God wants to bring a level of healing between fathers and sons. God wants to bring a full level of restoration between the father and son dynamic so that his eternal agenda that he has foreordained from before the foundation of the world may come into full manifestation, may come into full fulfillment, that Jesus can say for the second time, it is finished. So many of us might be sitting in churches where all is well, but we just feel like there's just something that's missing. There's something you can't put your finger on it, but something is missing. The ministry is fine. The leadership is great. The man and woman of God, they're great. They love God, and they're feeding and leading God's people. But in your heart of heart, deep down, say just something, not that something is wrong, but something is missing. I feel like there's something else, and I haven't quite put my finger on it yet. Could it possibly be that what you're feeling is that out of alignment, that sense of out of alignment? Could it be the possibility that it's because you're not in alignment with the Father that God has put over you? The Lord bless you. Go in this thy might. We pray that you are blessed by the word today. You may contact Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry, home of the Empowerment Zone, at 772-323-8890. If you would like to support this program, you may donate by using Cash App, $DWImpact, or Zelle, gcrumbie, at divinewordimpact.org. Join us again next Saturday at 8:30 a.m. right here at WCNO 89.9 FM. Be blessed and go in this thy might.